On a cold January day in an alley in downtown Ann Arbor, a few workers take a smoke break. A delivery truck approaches, and Ann Arbor resident Susan Fecto chalks messages outside Michigan Governor Rick Snyder's condo.
If you prick us, do we not bleed? Shakespeare. This is Shakespeare in the alley, y'all.
Fecto has lived in Ann Arbor since the mid-70s when she moved there to attend the University of Michigan and never left. She says she considers herself a neighbor of the governor, who was chosen to live in Ann Arbor opposed to the governor's residence near the state capitol in Lansing. It was January 2016 when the mother of four was reading about the Flint water crisis and decided to share her concerns on the matter in chalk outside the governor's Ann Arbor residence.
So it just occurred to me that I could chalk him a few messages at his doorstep. I knew where he lived, right downtown. So I dug up my kid's old sidewalk chalk, my little bucket, bundled up with my little bucket, headed downtown, parked, and went and laid down a couple of messages at both his front and his back door.
And that's where we headed on that cold January morning.
We're downtown, and I'll take you across the street and show you. This is the block that Rick Snyder lives on. And I still run into a lot of people who don't know that he lives here.
And while security cameras watched our every move, Fecto wrote her latest message to the governor. She says the governor's staff has asked her to stop the practice and says there are others who don't like what she's doing either.
The first bullies that I met in the alley did happen to be people who were the contractors who were was renovating this luxury condo right next door. I don't know whether they even thought ahead far enough that I might be affecting the marketing value of another luxury condo being sold to another millionaire. But they told me I had no right to be back here. And I said, actually, I've looked it up. You can. I'm going to call the police. And I said, please do. This is a public right of way.
Fecto says, on the other hand, she has received all types of support from people across the country.
I've had people want to give me money. No, I'm not homeless. They said, no, I want to give you money for chalk. And I said, that's okay. People are giving me chalk. It shows up at my door, and people are mailing me boxes of chalk. I've gotten chalk from all over the country.
Her latest protest involves dropping off plastic bags outside the governor's Ann Arbor residence after Governor Rick Snyder signed a new law that negated a recently approved local ban on plastic bags in Washtenaw County.
That really upset me. So I thought, you know what? I got some of these damn bags. I'm going to take them downtown and give them to him. If he likes these bags so much, I'm going to start delivering them to him.
Susan Fecto explains why she feels it so important to keep sharing messages outside Governor Rick Snyder's Ann Arbor residence.
I still run into people who aren't aware that he lives here and spends his time here instead of in Lansing or in Flint. And people that don't know exactly what's happening, people who are surprised saying, wait a minute, isn't Flint fixed? No, it's not. The message that I did on New Year's, right after New Year's, was I'm going to keep doing this. Till you're in jail, you're out of office, or Flint is fixed, whichever comes first. So I really thought he'd be recalled. That didn't work. And I also thought he'd step down. That didn't work either. So he'll be out in less than 2 years. So maybe I'll stop then.
Until then, the Ann Arbor activist says there is no end in sight for her efforts.
People who know him, you know, and have told me, you know, you really should leave him alone. He's a very nice man. I said, that's fine, but he chose to run for public office. He is my elected official. So he asked for it.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.